comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko, and sitting to my right, my immediate right, my best right, here in Studio B, you know him as the co-host of the year, Mike Luther.
Hey, 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 it's me, the co-host of the year.
Jeez.
I am here. Doopaloo-doo-doo. Boop-bop.
Yeah, that's good. That's good shit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's Friday. It's gonna be a long weekend because I'm off Monday, Memorial
as
Day.
As am I.
Nice.
I had, as you know, I've had back issues,
mm-hmm.
and the young man who's been riding with me, I guess, really needs money or has a strong work ethic because I said to him, setting my routes, I say, yeah, we're going to be combining Monday and Tuesday's route into Tuesday and doing them all because we're off on Monday. What's Monday? Well, it's Memorial Day. It's a holiday. Oh, y'all don't work on that day? I said, no. And most people don't. You know.
Right. Well.
He said, well, could you work if you wanted to? I said, well, no, because none of the businesses are going to be open. And two, I wouldn't want to.
Right.
He's like, oh, you think they'll let me work? I was like, no. Nobody's coming in on Memorial Day.
Right.
So you can get a few hours.
Now, I will disagree with you saying most people are off on Memorial Day, because this is one of the few jobs I've had where I've actually been off on Memorial Day.
Fair. And you're correct. When I was in radio, I certainly was working a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
But, I'm glad those days are behind me.
Same. Oh, absolutely. Yes. I was going to say, do you have any plans for Memorial Day?
Probably not, since we can't go anywhere.
That's what I'm, yeah.
And so the thing is, this is, oddly, the way that 2020 lines up, as far as, you know, days of the week and things like that, it's structured exactly the same as May of 2009. Because Memorial Day falls on a Monday again. I mean, as it always does, but it is the 25th, and my wedding anniversary is next Friday the 30th. Ooh. I mean, Saturday the 30th. Still the 30th. I don't think the day matters as much as the date.
True.
Besides, if flowers showed up or something like that on the 29th, she would just be so surprised because she'd be expecting it on the 30th.
Would you be surprised if they showed up on the 28th?
Would she be surprised?
No, would you?
I might be if I didn't order.
Yeah.
Mike, what are you saying?
No, I don't. I learned flowers are expensive. I ordered flowers for Mother's Day. And I ordered them from a florist here because I think it's Grimm and Gorley. And I'll say because they did good. But I had them delivered to my mom in Trenton.
That's the expensive part.
Yeah, which if I would have thought about it, I would have just
called a
florist in Trenton.
Yeah.
You know? But so anyway, so I had them delivered on the Saturday before Mother's Day. And it was like an $18 delivery charge. That's fine, you know? But like Saturday, I was sitting there and like I did everything online, you know? And they had sent me an email and I was looking at it. And then all of a sudden, I notice my mom's address is the correct address, the correct street number, the correct street, wrong city.
Uh-oh.
Because for some reason, it went to Belleville.
Oh, no.
But the right zip code.
Okay.
So I'm like, maybe this is just an error with how they send it to me. So I'm like, I got to call the place. So I called Grimm and Gorley up, and they were super nice. And I said, hey, I just want to make sure I get the right address, you know, and then finally they found it in the system, and they're like, the address we have is blah, 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 Belleville, Illinois, and I was like, yeah, that's wrong, it's supposed to be Trenton, and the guy goes, oh, oh, I'm sorry about that. And I go, I don't even know if there's a, you know, this address in Belleville. And he goes, oh, no, there is. And I'm like,
and they have your flowers.
And it basically, oh. Well, he didn't say that, but he was just like, that one's already been out. He's like, tell you what. He's like, I'll get a hold of the people. He's like, but you know, this is going to be like an $18 delivery charge to that zip code. I go, no, I said, that's what I'm paying. And he goes, oh. And then he looked at the zip code. He's like, okay, I don't know how that happens. I'm so sorry about it. He goes, we'll get them out to you know, that address as soon as we can, but it's probably going to be later in the day, you know. And I don't think it was that much later that I got a text from my mom saying, you know, thanks for the cards.
Mike.
Yeah. And the card, well, not the cards, the flowers looked very nice. So
this year I opted for something different. Turns out I could have done the same thing and had just as well long of a life. Usually I do flowers.
Okay, right.
Flowers
right, of
for
course.
My wife, flowers for my mom.
Yeah.
And this year I'm like, let's do balloons.
Okay.
I went to a local grocer.
Okay.
Large local chain grocer.
Okay.
Went on the Saturday before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a plan. Like, this was there was nothing last minute. It's just, how in the hell do I hide balloons? A, from my wife, and two, from my 4-year-old.
True.
They had to hang out in the garage, you know, the remainder of Saturday into Sunday morning. And so I got one massive one. In fact, I'll show it to you before you leave, because it's still up by the ceiling. And it, you know, it's kind of got four little panels on it, and they alternate and say, love you, Mom, happy Mother's Day, mm-hmm. things like that. And both my wife's and my mom's are similar, just different designs.
Right.
And then I got, you know, some white and pink balloons for my mom, some white and purple balloons for my wife. And the little balloons, just like 2 days in, I'm like, oh, dude, they do have the life of the flowers. So, but no, everybody seemed to appreciate it. You know,
good.
Enjoy it. So.
Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
So should we start on topics?
We've got a ton of them.
We do.
We're not going to get to them all, I don't think.
I don't, unless we're doing the 14-hour podcast.
No, because Papa needs a nap. So I just want to start off with two private, you know, thoughts that I had. One of them I might have even shared with you.
Okay.
That are, one is and one is rumored to be coming to pass.
Okay.
I always thought that, you know, and I think I've said this before, that Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief and, you know, the Heroes of Olympus, mm-hmm. the movies were good.
Okay.
But you could also tell that those actors were going to age out. They started as, you know, a little bit older than they were portrayed in the books. I think in the books, if I remember correctly, and I know Percy Jackson's technically younger than, you know, my demographic,
right.
you know, but as I mentioned before, I do like Greek mythology and things
hey,
like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, apparently, speaking of mythology, I just heard there's a little mini series on Netflix called Ragnarok mm-hmm. that is Norwegian. And it's kind of Percy Jackson-esque in nature, where a Norwegian kid picks up a hammer, kind of finds out he's like a reincarnated version of Thor. And, you know, he, surprisingly, or maybe no surprise, has a brother who has slicked back black hair. It's kind of a modern, very much as Percy Jackson is, you know, like Roman gods and goddesses in America. This is like Norse, you know, gods in you know, goddesses in Norway. Like, they have the frost giants who are, I haven't seen it, I've just heard of it, but
right.
it's definitely something that caught my interest. But I always thought that Percy Jackson, because it's very difficult to tell a story that is as detailed as some of those books are in an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, here's a part, I don't know, did you ever see any of the Percy Jackson movies at all?
No.
Okay. First of all, I think your son might like
him. Okay, yeah.
The books, I don't know if he reads.
He knows how to.
He knows how to, but does
yes.
he enjoy it?
I used to. I don't know if he's read anything
so
lately.
I had watched the movie, and then I started reading the book, so I did a little ass backwards. But in the first book, which is The Lightning Thief, there's actually a scene in St. Louis in the Gateway Arch, a fight scene in this book. Like, oh, well, that's not in the movie. What the hell, Hollywood? We're not good enough for you to go to Nashville, but
right.
you can't go up to St. So I always thought that, you know, little details like that, I think it would play very well as a series. Rick Riordan, who created the Percy Jackson world, mm-hmm. announced last weekend that in the future, in the, you know, however long, that Percy Jackson and the Heroes of Olympus will be coming to Disney Plus.
Huh.
Which is as a series.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is, I think, great news.
Good spot for him. Yeah.
So, and I was like, I always, again, said, I think it would do better as a series anyway. Mm-hmm. So, that's one for one that I was right on, that there's nobody, no way to affirm that.
Right.
The other one I have been thinking about lately, we have a lot of modern day heroes,
uh-huh.
but we don't have a lot of like Silver Age or Golden Age hero movies. I mean, maybe we have the heroes, but they've all been modernized.
Right.
I always thought, you know, it'd be really nice if we got, you know, like a Jay Garrick Flash, mm-hmm. or Alan Scott Green Lantern,
yeah.
you know, like where instead of the weakness being the color yellow, it's wood. Like that was the weakness.
Right.
You know, those types. You know, we've had a couple variations of Hawkman and Hawkgirl, but I always thought, like, you know what, that'd be, you know, I know we're getting Stargirl, which is kind of like a descendant of Starman who's in the JSA.
Right.
I shouldn't say we're getting. Apparently it's out.
It's there.
It's on CW
yeah.
right now. But according to, and this I just saw earlier today, comicbookmovie.com, there is a Justice Society of America movie reportedly being considered at Warner Brothers, possibly dependent on a Black Adam's reception. And look, Black Adam's going to star Dwayne Johnson. I think it's going to be very well received.
I think so, too.
So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, buckle up. We might be going back in time, bitches.
I'm down for it.
There's one character in the JSA that has always kind of fascinated me, but I can't find any collected, you know, like works on him, and that's the Sandman. Not like Neil Gaiman's
okay,
Sandman.
Okay, I was like, yeah.
But, I mean, he wears like a trench coat,
mm-hmm.
and like a fedora, and he has like a gas mask on.
Okay.
And very of the time, but I think he has a cool look, and it's one that I would like to see in his own story. Like, I want to know more about that character, and I don't know enough.
I don't know how you can say he has a fedora and he has a cool look in the same, you know, that doesn't go together. Money with a fedora, you don't have a cool look. Sorry, people that are wearing fedoras right now. Take the fedora off of him. I'm sure he's good.
I don't
even know if that's a fedora.
Okay, well, it's not. Maybe
yeah,
fedora's not the best. More in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know what that kind of hat.
I don't either. I think you're right. Indiana Jones hat. That's a cool look.
See?
Yeah.
He's got the duster on. Look at that. Look at that action figure.
Very cowboy like.
Yeah, quite a bit.
He just sleeps all the time. Is that his power?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of powers, you know what we didn't do last time? You didn't know what we didn't do this because it's my house right now.
I was thinking about that.
It's sitting right on essentially what my end table is.
I thought about that. I'm sorry. That's all my fault.
Oh, I should have brought it.
Anyway, if you're out of the loop on that, that's the League of Regrettable Superheroes by our friend John Morris,
mm-hmm.
from the Loot Crate. I think the first Loot Crate box I ever got years ago.
Should I plug this in or something?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, if you stop hearing me,
we got batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Actually, you keep talking.
Okay.
But anyway, JSA movie potentially on the way. I like that idea. I think we need to see more Golden Age heroes.
I agree with you. I am going to try and look up one of our topics. Do you want to do the movie topic?
We'll do that at the end.
Do that at the end? Okay. Yeah. That's not going to take too long.
Probably not. I got to find the batteries.
I have to find a topic. I know you sent me more. Oh, Star Wars. Revenge of the Sith destroys Avengers Endgame in Rotten Tomatoes summer blockbuster poll.
Yeah, but did it really?
That's, I don't know, because I didn't read the article.
Neither did I. I bet you a lot of people didn't. They're just like, anger.
Well, first of all, with Rotten Tomatoes, they've done some shady stuff before.
I don't like Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know how it works.
I mean, and I'm not even just talking the fruit. I just don't like Rotten Tomatoes as an entity.
I know that apparently, and this isn't movie related, but it's comedy special related. Dave Chappelle's
Netflix
got a 0% at first on.
So I watched that and I laughed my ass off.
Oh, he's one of the top five easily best comics.
You think of all time?
He might be up there. It's hard to say of all time because, you know, comedy's different throughout the decades and stuff. But then when...
I'm not trying to argue with you, but I feel like his approach is very Pryor-like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Pryor, I'm sure, was a huge influence on him.
Yeah.
But anyways, I forgot what it was like...
I know I'm interrupting you mid-story, but everybody, we're going to take just a brief time out while we switch over some batteries in Mike's receiver.
Yes.
Well, we couldn't find a microphone for Mike's receiver, transmitter, whatever you want to call it. So in lieu of losing him mid-conversation, we called an audible. We went back to our old stick mics.
Yeah, you meant to say we couldn't find a battery. We had a microphone that just didn't work.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
My sincere apologies to everybody whom I confused.
Yes.
So right before we skedaddled out of there, we were talking about Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, a.k.a. Episode 3, mm-hmm. and Avengers Endgame. Now, I can tell you both, you know, not taking into account recency bias.
Right.
But I can tell you which one I've watched more recently in the past year. I mean, more frequently. Agreed. In the past year.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I remember I saw Revenge of the Sith in theaters at midnight in Shadron, Nebraska. There was a line of people.
Like, right.
This was before it was cool to hate on the prequel trilogy.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was 2005, mm-hmm. I think, 2006 maybe. And so, I mean, granted, the internet was no longer really in its infancy, but people weren't cynical assholes like they are now.
Right.
So everybody was pumped. I mean, people mm-hmm. had, like, people brought furniture.
Yeah.
And, like, couches and TVs because they had external, you know, power outlets on Main Street there. Mm-hmm. And you could sit there and when they were watching Episode 2... in line for Episode 3. So it was a fun atmosphere.
That's
and
good.
I remember enjoying the movie. And to the point where, like, I don't dislike the movie. Like, I'm not right. one of those. I've said this before. I don't consume entertainment that I don't think I'm going to like.
Agreed.
You know,
yeah.
like, willingly.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's something, you know, like, The Wife Will Drag You To. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to spend my money on something, there's a good chance that I'm going to like it. And I'm not yeah. going to. I talked with Chad about this on the Power Half Hour earlier this week. It's like, I'm not looking at anything with an overly critical eye. It's like, am I going to go forget my life, my you know, my troubles for mm-hmm. a couple hours?
Yeah.
Boom. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Ticket sold.
Yeah.
So, but I say all that. Revenge of the Sith versus Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. Give me that Endgame.
Yeah. And you know what? You kind of brought up what I think it is because basically the Rotten Tomatoes did a poll. And the overwhelming majority said that they preferred Revenge of the Sith over Avengers Endgame. I think what it is that Star Wars fans, and even like pop culture nerd, and I say nerd obviously is a good thing in general, it kind of goes in cycles. So first, you know, Star Wars, the prequels were good. Everybody was excited about mm-hmm. them, right? Everybody was happy about them. And then after a little bit of time comes, and it's not too much time, then all of a sudden we hate it. They're horrible. You know, they're and then now that the other
sequel trilogy
has happened, now I'm seeing a lot of people go, oh no, I actually really liked the prequel trilogy. That was amazing.
I've heard one explanation for it, and I'm not trying to validate anybody, mm-hmm. justify anything, but to an extent, Star Wars has always been aimed at kids.
Yes.
So the Star Wars that we watched as kids were the mm-hmm. original trilogy.
Right.
That's probably always going to be our favorite.
Right.
But the, you know, the prequel trilogy that came out in 99, I think it was, that was somebody's first Star Wars. Like, true, Phantom Menace was some kid's first Star Wars. And they see little Jake, what's his name? Jake Owen, maybe? I don't know. They see the kid, you know, on the speeder, and they think that's the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, they follow, and yeah, they did a lot with CGI that they didn't need to. You know, I remember I saw some behind the scenes, you know, on like the DVD special or something like that. And at one point you have Ewan McGregor and
Billy.
I can't think of the kid who played Anakin Skywalker.
Little Annie.
Sure. Okay. But you have those guys, and they are doing, you know, it's their big Mustafar lightsaber battle at the end, and there's no practical effects. Everything's blue. Everything around there is blue. So that kind of takes you out of it when you realize that it's more magic and less movie. You know
when you're our age.
Yeah.
Or when you were our age watching that. Yeah, yeah. If you're a little kid watching that, no, that's amazing.
That's the jam. You know, and there's always the argument like, yeah, because kids really get excited about trade blockades. And things okay.
But there's definitely bad parts. Sure. No doubt.
And, you know, stuff that flies a little bit over, you know, kids' heads. And maybe, you know, there's argument that maybe George Lucas had a little too much control. And, you know, he didn't really write, like, Empire.
No.
You know.
He only directed one of them, right?
I don't think he directed any of the original. Maybe the original
Star Wars. I thought the original, yeah.
But not. But then he did everything on the prequel trilogy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's just, it's been a long time. It's been too long since I've seen the prequels, and I'll probably give them another watch here in the next little bit of time. I'm still, because I've got a 4-year-old son, and because I want him to love Star Wars the way I love Star Wars, which is not going to happen. Like, no. I need to understand that. But, you know, you always hear, or you know, you see reaction videos of, you know, like, the 2-minute video on YouTube, or like, this is when my son realizes that Darth is Luke's dad, you know, things like that. Like, so I'm still grappling with in my mind of, do I play him 1 through 9? Do I play 4, 5, 6? 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, or you know, 7, 8, 9? How do I open my son to that world?
I would first of all suggest, can he sit through 1?
No.
Okay, exactly. So I don't know why you're thinking of him watching 9 of them.
He can't sit through a show he likes.
Exactly. So
like, that's the thing. Like, it's not like it's going to be this weekend's project.
Right.
It's like, you know, when he's 7 or 8, maybe he'll have settled down a little.
I would suggest to anybody, watch them in the order they came out.
That's
because if you watch them 1 through 9, this, you're not spoiled by the spoiler alert here, but
there's no surprise.
No, not at all.
You know, you're just getting the story of Anakin and then Luke. The Skywalker saga as it is. I've been rewatching Rise of Skywalker, you know, a half hour at a time over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I don't care. I still enjoy the crap. But like, the last scene I remember watching was, a spoiler, Han coming back, like the death of Leia, Han coming back, talking and kind of turning back Kylo Ren from the dark side. Never mind. I'm not gonna.
No, you're good.
You know, I just going back to what I said earlier, I don't watch anything with that overly critical. You know, it's like, all right, I'm gonna go forget my cares. Like, I come home from work tonight and I'm cooking dinner, and like, look, obviously I love my wife, but she's watching some drama show on Netflix. It's one of the new ones. I don't remember. I asked her what it was. She's like, I don't know. But I think it's kind of a Southern take on This Is Us, where all the people are connected, and, you know, you're going to cry at the end or whatever. I'm like, I got enough real life in the real life. I don't want my entertainment to mirror reality. Like, I want my entertainment to take me away or in the sitcom realm to take me to, like, okay, well, that's close, but that's just not going to happen. Like, watching The Office, which, you know, we've talked about, it took me a little while to get into, but you're like, okay, well, you're not going to be able to prank your coworker that often and get away with it.
No.
You know, you're not going to have a boss that inept who's going to maintain his job as long as he does.
Right.
Or Community, you're not going to be able to have all-out campus-wide paintball wars.
No, or, you know, blanket forests. And, you know.
I mean, there's just no, you know, there's enough levity to take me out. Like, I just don't want to sit down and watch a drama.
No.
Like, there's enough drama in the world.
Exactly.
Turn on the news.
Yeah. No, so, you're right.
So anyway, we you joked when we were looking for batteries, like, we're going to be here till 11:30. And I said, no, we're going to zip through these. And then we talked about, you know, we're supposed to talk about Endgame v. Revenge of the Sith, and we went off on a lot of tangents.
I know what we do.
Sorry. It's not going to be 14 hours.
But, okay, so... So I'm going to segue because you talked about Community.
Yeah.
Cool. And recently they had a community table read online via, I'm assuming they was on Zoom. And I watched it live. I know you saw it later.
I did.
Everybody in the cast was there except for Chevy Chase.
But it was an episode where he wasn't really needed.
Yeah. It was season 3, episode 5, I think. It was... when they actually came back from his funeral.
I'm trying to think. It was something like the uncooperative polygraph or something like that.
And they had a surprise guest on there. They had Pedro Pascal. He was playing the character that, I want to say, Walt Goggins
originally
played.
Yeah. The interrogator, for lack of a better
name. Interrogator. Donald Glover, everybody was there. I was surprised at how...
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins. Okay.
Ooh, well done, sir.
Thank you.
That's a great character actor, by the way. Underrated.
Yes. I was surprised at how well everything flowed, you know? And I don't know if you saw this. We'll talk about the table read, too. But afterwards, because there's two separate videos. There's the table read, and there's a Q&A.
Yeah. Which I did not watch that part.
Okay, that's fine. What did you think about the table read, though?
I thought it was hilarious. It was just as much fun, because you got to remember that while not all episodes of Community take place in the study room, a lot of them do. And this is one episode that takes place around that table.
Yeah.
So it's not like they had to, you know, like you didn't have to do a whole lot of theater of the mind and get up and, you know, like, go to the cafeteria or you know, go to the dean's office. Pretty much it was all right there until I think the last scene, which was in the bar.
Yeah.
And so for that, it's like, okay, just you see them on screen individually, but you can also kind of, you know, place them around that table.
Right, yeah.
You know, and you've got Chang's character, Ben Chang.
Yes.
His character, you know, kind of in and out and being goofy. And the interrogator, Pedro Pascal, and you can tell he gets to one point where I think it's the bequeathment, you know. He's like Pierce leaves you this and hypervertile sperm. But he can't get through it because then he admits, he's like, I hadn't read this before.
Yeah. And not only that, he has to, and if you've seen the episode, you know what it is. You know what's coming. And because he has to do it, six times, whatever it is.
And he changes it up each time.
Yeah.
And he's like, and the obligatory sperm.
Yeah, and your sperm.
So, great job. Dan Harmon, who kind of moderated everything and read all of the, you know, for lack of a better term, stage directions, you know, on any exposition. It was just a lot of fun, and it was great to see, because we talked about this with Chad a couple weeks ago, is the last two seasons of Community when you definitely didn't have Pierce.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter that, you lost Troy Barnes.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Donald Glover Jr. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the same. It didn't feel the same. You know, it was tonally different. So just to see that group together, even if it didn't have Chevy Chase.
Right.
It was just a lot of fun. And it took me back to, look, we talked about this. I was late to The Office. I was late to Parks and Rec, and I was definitely late to Community. But it took me back to, you know, those early moments of the fun of Greendale and, you know, all those many 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. And, you know, and one thing, besides the Pedro Pascal thing, I really like that. And then I liked seeing the virtual Troy and Abed handshake. Yeah. You know, I like that part. And then I did, even in the table read and definitely in the Q&A, you can tell that I don't know how much these people are around each other. And I kind of mentioned this in a message to you. I said there's certain people, like, even if you don't see them for, you know, months, years, even, that you just click right away. You're like, oh yeah, that's cool. That's what it seemed like with them. You know, it seemed like, yeah, maybe some of them hang out every once in a while, but like, I doubt Donald Glover's hanging out with everybody, but still,
he's too busy being in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, he's doing so much stuff. But he seemed to fit right in. He was joking around with, and everybody was joking, you know, around with everybody. So it was very like, oh, I like this. It was very heartwarming.
Very familiar.
Yeah, very familiar.
And certainly probably familiar. And yeah, to your point about, you know, kind of falling into rhythm with, mm-hmm. you know, old friends and things like that is, now, while you might be the co-host of the year, my best friend Joe moved away the summer between our senior and junior year.
Right.
You know, his dad was in the Air Force, and he was only here for 3 years, but he's damn still to this day my best friend. So we talk, you know, or text, you know, mm-hmm. once a month, something like that, and we make plans to, you know, like, hell, we went camping last, you know, down to the cabin in southern Illinois last year. We were gone for that few days, and before coronavirus stuff, he's like, we got to figure out a way to get together this summer. I don't know how likely that's going to be, but we'll figure something out. But, yeah, we get together, and it's just like we're walking around, you know, New Baden,
yeah.
you know, listening to ICP at the time.
Yeah.
We're not listening to ICP
anymore. That's good.
I'm not. I can't. No, he's moved on to like Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
And I'm just like, give me that Conrad Thompson podcast. Where's my smooth jazz?
Yeah. Yeah. I've a couple friends. Like most of my friends now, I don't get out that much. Like, I see you once a week.
Thank you.
And then my other friends, I see maybe once a month. Because they live in Highland, mm-hmm. and I just don't go there that often, you know?
It's a drive.
Yeah.
There's no real easy way to get there.
There isn't. I've looked.
you got to drive from here about 20 miles one way and then another 15 miles mm-hmm. north.
Yeah.
So, it's not fun.
But then I have other friends, like, you know, I have a buddy, Dave, who...
Dave!
Might see each other once every few years, but when we see each other, it's totally cool. It's just like, you know... There's no real, like, real, you don't have to catch up kind
you're
of thing.
You're just right back in that yeah. groove, you know?
Yeah.
And those are good friends,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I singled out Joe, but he's definitely not the only one.
Right,
you
know? Yeah, same.
And with the advent of social media, we have a lot more avenues and ways to keep it up with people. But as you know this, when you get older, and it's not just you anymore, like, your time with others,
oh, yeah.
you know, goes away.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like... There are a lot of times I wanted to go do something, but I'm like, oh, you know what? I can't really take my son.
Right,
he's
right.
In diapers or yeah. you know, whatever it is. And that's not like regret or anything. Like, oh,
it just, yeah.
kid's holding me back.
Right.
Speaking of, we got to talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Not kids in diapers, but, you know, a similar sure. concept. But, you know, you just, hey, your family grows and, mm-hmm. you know, there's only 24 hours in the day and that pie only gets divided up so many ways.
Yeah,
so,
totally understand.
Real quick about, you know, like being tied to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to, and this is a couple weeks old, I think now, Fat Man Beyond
okay.
with Kevin and Mark.
Right.
And they were talking about a comic from the 90s that is going to be coming to Netflix in a form of a movie starring our favorite Dwayne Johnson. And it's called Ball and Chain.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt play a married couple that have had... a rocky, tumultuous, you know, string mm-hmm. of, you know, period of time, and they are hit by some cosmic rays, as they always are, and so they're both imbued with, you know, superpowers.
Okay.
The only thing is, and this is why they're called Ball and Chain, the powers only work when they're, like, within 6 feet of one another.
Interesting.
So I had never heard of this comic before. I'm going to call up to Brian and Tim at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. It's so nice to be here and be able to do that in unison. And I'm going to say, get me some Ball and Chain. And my wife's going to be confused. but that is definitely a concept. It's a concept I never heard of.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. I'm excited to read it. And this is what I love about where we're at in our culture right now is, you know, we talked about, I almost said extinction, Extraction being based on a comic book by the Russo brothers
right.
and another, you know, called See You Dad. Which they were talking, you know, Mark and Kevin were talking about that on Fat Man Beyond, and they did not mention that it was based on a comic book. I would have thought they would have been in the know on that.
I would assume too. Should we call them up and correct them?
Have
you already done that? Did you already call them up and correct them?
No, because
okay, I'll do it for you.
I'll call him up. I know Cave's number.
I'm trying to not burn bridges because I'm still holding out hope that someday.
Oh, I'm just going to let him know that, hey, you should know that
it
comes from
a couple. Because it's
maybe
Russo
he was
brothers.
Just so, you know, that he forgot.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think that Ciudad was, you know, a big one on anybody's radar.
Probably not.
I mean, I Googled it.
Yeah.
It wasn't not difficult to find. But anyway, so yeah, Ball and Chain, I'm going to look into that because I bet you that'd be a fun, unique story. You know, like the powers only work when you're, which is crazy because especially now in the social distancing world, like.
They go to
Walmart and they're like 6 feet apart. Oh man, we hope nobody tries to rob the store.
Yeah, I thought of the COVID thing, obviously, and then also thought of it's kind of what Hancock tried to do in a way.
Yeah,
you know,
his powers magnified when they were together, close. Yeah,
yeah.
So. I'm trying to think if there's... We got to talk briefly about Batwoman.
Do you want to talk Batwoman or talk Snyder?
We'll get the poll. We'll start with Batwoman.
Because I don't have much to say about the Batwoman thing. Wait,
Ruby Rose is out.
Yeah.
Going into the second season, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy. And we don't know all the...
I don't know the details. I read some on it. I read that it was amicable, but then no one's saying why.
Yeah, I mean, that... The thing about that is, and I don't know what all Ruby Rose has done aside from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
I have to imagine that being the lead on a show like this is a lot more like daunting.
Grueling.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's for me. Sure sounded fun doing that Crisis crossover. Yeah. That was cool. I never watched Batwoman.
Me neither.
I mean, no offense.
I'm so,
we've talked about this. It's so tough to make time for everything out there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how anybody watches and keeps up with all the wrestling that's on TV in a week.
No, yeah.
You know, it's just, and it's worse with, you know, nerd stuff because it's just, you get.
There's a ton of it, yeah.
And look, a great time to be alive. Mm-hmm. And when I'm old and retired, I'll be able to pull up Netflix and be like, yeah, I can't wait to watch. Season 4 of The Flash.
Well, I was going to say, then if you're like me, you, instead of watching new stuff, you just rewatch the stuff you like.
that's where I'm at, too.
Yeah.
that's why I'm rewatching Parks and Rec.
Right.
I've already watched Community. I'm watching Parks and Rec on my Netflix profile, mm-hmm. and on my wife's, we're watching The Office.
Okay, perfect.
So, and I'm still... Honestly trying to give It's Always Sunny Philadelphia a shot. I'm about four or five episodes in.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's for me.
Danny DeVito hasn't come in yet, has he?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually came in, I think, second or third season. I want to say second season. And basically the network was like, you can keep doing what you're doing, but you have to have somebody... like a well-known name.
Gotcha.
You know, come in. And I guess Danny DeVito was already a fan of the show. And then they obviously were a fan of Danny DeVito, so he came in.
So before I get there, you know, because I'll get that far, certainly. Is he like an uncle to one of the characters?
Dad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Charlie's dad, I'm guessing.
Nope.
Is it the brother-sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, cool. There's a... Basically, right. There's a whole thing with it.
I can't wait to follow up.
Yeah.
So Ruby Rose out as Batwoman.
Yeah.
No idea who's going to come
in.
HBO Max, which I'm close to getting.
Okay.
I have to cancel my regular HBO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could just transfer. I don't think that's how it works. I can't because I have HBO as part of my cable package.
Right.
I just don't think like that covers HBO Go, which I mean I can pull up HBO on the TV or,
right.
you know, on if you had a Roku or whatever,
yeah,
pull up the app and watch anything, anytime. But that's going to be out.
Yeah,
and
that's fine. I don't think I need it anymore. I don't think I've used it.
Have you used it? You know what's on there that I want to watch that I haven't yet?
Okay.
Is Dark Phoenix. And the only reason I say I want to watch it is because it might be the only time I can watch it without paying extra for it.
True, yeah.
I heard it wasn't that bad.
I
heard that from Kevin Smith, who only, you know, who loves everything.
Yeah, true.
He's like, even in the episode I was listening to on the way home from work today, he's like, look, if I don't like something, you're just never going to hear about it.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know? I like that approach. So I'll watch Dark Phoenix, and then we'll never discuss it again.
Okay, good.
But HBO Max, the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League is coming.
Yes.
In 2021.
2021.
And I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
That's a nice taste.
Yeah. Well,
that's a hell of a carrot to dangle.
Yeah. It's kind of. I kind of feel like that's what they did with, well, with Disney Plus, they had
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, which was out right away. But the carrot, I think, was like all the MCU TV shows, like the Wanda and Vision, WandaVision. Yeah.
But I think, too, you know, for even more so than that, and I'm not taking anything away from any of the MCU shows, but you've got a hell of a carrot in the Disney vault.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like it only comes out of the vault every 17 years. Get it for these 3 minutes or, oh, nope, you missed your shot.
Yeah.
Now it's like anything you want that's got a Disney brand on it, except for Song in the South for all the obvious reasons, is there.
Yeah.
I mean, or it's on its way, you know. But you also get Simpsons, you know, and things like that. But yeah, so I think I'm in on HBO Max.
Because they also had the Green Lantern thing you wanted
to
see.
I was about to mention that, too. Well, was it that obvious, Mike? You could see the green in my eyes.
I was trying to think, I'm like, what else does HBO Max have? Like,
it doesn't matter. They have the Snyder Cut and Green Lantern. Green Lantern was the only thing that the Snyder Cut needs.
Well,
and I'm going to get it all, Mike. I'm going to get it all.
Actually, you might get a Green Lantern in the Snyder Cut. It depends how they do it.
That's right.
Because, and I think we talked about this before, it was originally supposed to be a trilogy.
Yes.
From what I've read. And Green Lantern was going to get introduced.
He should have.
But I don't know if it was going to be in the second or third part.
Let me just say, if you bring in Green Lantern, then Superman never dies.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's if they brought him in the first part.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know. Get rid of Batman.
Yeah.
You've got 18 Batman movies.
Yeah.
You only got one Green Lantern movie, and some people don't like it.
I don't think they're cutting it that much where they're taking Batman out of the movie and replacing him with the Green Lantern.
GLVS.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, you wouldn't have to worry about that Martha scene.
It's true.
Because as far as I know, Hal Jordan's mom's still alive.
Yeah.
Not his dad.
And maybe not named Martha either, probably.
Yeah. I'd hope not.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to get a little creative.
Yeah.
You can't have everybody's mom's name be Martha or dead moms.
So they replace Batman with Green Lantern, right? And then you talk about the Martha scene. And so.
And you already have the green glow because of the spear.
So Superman says Martha, right? He says Martha first, right?
Why did you say that name?
And then. So Superman says Martha first. And then, you know, save Martha or something like that. And then Green Lantern just goes, okay. And that's the end of the scene. Oh, cool. Yeah. Wait, who is that again?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Do you know where she is?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll save her.
It doesn't matter. I can fly too.
Yeah. We're good. We're good. All right. I'm off.
I think we just improved Batman v Superman.
I mean, we might, you know. Because
you can't take out Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is one of the best parts about that movie.
That's true. You can take out the scene where Superman, I think, says, who is she? And Batman says,
I thought she was with you.
Yeah. No, dummy. You brought her. You told her to come here. You're the one that was talking to her the entire time.
Yeah.
So Superman will say, who's that? And Green Lantern will say, oh, that's my friend, Wonder Woman. I don't know if we're friends or not yet. We just met, but I know who she is.
Mm-hmm. And she could help.
She can help us.
Yeah. He didn't think that.
And then when they're about to get attacked by whatever.
Doomsday.
Yeah, Doomsday, but he had whatever force he has.
Yeah.
Instead of Batman putting his hands up, which would have done nothing, Green Lantern can actually put a shield up.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know why Batman was ever in this movie. And I like Batman.
That's a good point.
You know,
it really let's all right. Let's call Warner Brothers and say we're going to fix your whole cinematic universe. We're going to redo Batman versus Superman, and it's going to be GL Heart.
Yeah. Not only that, Superman. We're going to have Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern in there. So people, they want to get pissed. You know, they're like, oh, I hate Green Lantern, but they're like, you know what? That scene is actually much better now. So they're mad that they can't get really pissed.
Ryan Reynolds makes everything better.
Agreed.
All right. So Snyder Cut coming 2021.
Yes. Our Snyder Cut. The Nerds United Cut 2023.
Be looking for that one on HBO minus.
Right, yeah.
Not max. Min. Yeah. HBO min. You get minimum entertainment.
HBO bootleg.
Did we have anything else before we get to this here picture?
Let's do the picture.
Let's do the picture. So I don't know if you in quarantine have come across this picture in your social medias, but I did, and I shared it with Mike. It is a 30-day film challenge, and it's made by, I'm guessing, on either Instagram or, you know, it doesn't matter. We don't have to create it by. They're not listening anyway. It's a 30-day film challenge, so 30 days, and you pick a movie based on the criteria that it's given. Now, if you have an extensive movie collection like I do, you might be okay.
Yeah.
If not, you might have to go to Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, wherever you find movies. Now we're not here. We're not going to actually watch these movies.
Right.
You can, but we're just going to give a movie based on the criteria that are given, based on the day that we're. And it's a third. We're not going to do all 30 days right now. We're going to do the first five.
Five. Right.
So we're going to extend this out over 6 weeks. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you know, you kind of brought something up because like. Should it be? At first, I was like, I don't know if it should be movies that you actually have available to you. But I realized I have every movie available to me if I pay for it online.
That's right.
So we're good. Should we start day one?
We're not going to start at day three. That seems silly.
Yeah.
Day one is the first film you remember watching.
Now, this is the only one that I had to think a while about. And I'll tell you right now, I don't have a real answer. I can give you an answer, but anytime it's like the first of something, like I don't really remember. Like technically my first movie is probably something like my mom was watching when I was sitting there and I don't remember it. So I was trying to think in my head going back.
That's pretty sure I'm sure why I say you remember watching.
And I even remember watching like I was going back in my head like, okay, I remember.
If you drank away every memory before the year you turned 15, mm-hmm. then it'd be something in the mid to late 90s.
True. And then I'd remember that maybe.
Maybe.
So I was kind of thinking mine would have to be like a Disney movie because I, that's you know, fair. As a kid and stuff like that. And I remember watching Disney stuff in particular. And this is the one that came to me, a Disney movie and – hopefully I was young when I started watching it. But Bambi, actually.
There you go.
Now that Bambi came out like 1942, so it was definitely.
But what they did a lot of times is they re-release it in theaters. And I learned about that from our good friends Chad and Mike at Out of Touchstone podcast, where they talk about Touchstone movies, and they also talk about, oh, by the way, in Disney, who owned Touchstone, also re-released 101 Dalmatians or Bambi or things like that. Or, you know, a lot of times from what I remember hearing in the Out of Touchstone podcast, a lot of times the re-release of the animated classic made more money, grossed more money than any of the Touchstone movies.
But I think I remember there being a VHS tape when I was little.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if I am, nobody knows. So... But what is your first movie that you remember?
So, similar to you in that it was definitely animated. I'm trying to remember because I remember the first movie that I went and saw in the theater.
Yeah.
But I also remember going to a drive-in, getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to I'm going to name two.
Okay.
The one at the drive-in was Snow White.
Okay.
Speaking of like, you know, animated classics, things like that. The one in the movie theater was the 1986 Transformers animated movie.
Oh.
And I don't like, I remember, bless you. I remember specific aspects of it, but I didn't remember the story per se. Mm-hmm. And I found it at Walmart years ago on DVD. And so I bought it. And then I rewatched it. I'm like, you could get away with that? And the kids, like they said shit in that movie. and I rewound it. I'm like, did they really just? Oh, shit, they did. It might be around here somewhere, you know. But, so that was one of those two was the first movie I remember.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
There we are.
Do you remember what was the first movie your son probably saw in theaters, we'll say?
Oh, in theaters.
To make it easier.
So in theaters, we took him to, let's see, he's seen Sonic the Hedgehog in theaters. My wife took him to see Frozen 2 last year when it was out. We took him to see Shazam, I believe.
Shazam, I think.
It wasn't Shazam. Shazam was the second one. The first one was actually on my wife's birthday, 2018, and it was the Grinch animated movie.
Ah, okay. Nice. So, nice.
And that was, yeah, like right after Thanksgiving of 2018. So he would have been not quite three.
Oh, man.
And that was at the Lincoln Theater here in downtown Belleville. And he was one of a lot of kids in the movie.
Oh, good.
And none of them were sitting still.
Oh, man, not that age,
so,
you know.
No. So anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. And he, I think, even though you say what you want about that movie, it's definitely a departure from like the animated
cast. True.
But I think that one will always hold a special place in my heart for that reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So day two is a film you like that starts with the first letter of your name.
Okay. And I talked about this before the podcast. This is the one that like I had actually had to look up. Like I literally Googled movies that start with M because I could not. My mind just went completely blank on movies. But then I looked them up and I realized one I actually do really like, Monsters, Inc.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I have, oddly enough, the first one that jumped to my head is not the one that we already mentioned on the show, which would have been Green Lantern.
Right.
But in case you don't allow my other first one, then I'd like to use Green Lantern.
Go ahead and use whatever one you want.
What if it... If the movie title starts with the word "the," does that count?
No.
All right. In that case, I'll go the Green Mile.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty much, if it says green in it, I'm safe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's yes. That's
and
true.
Not only that, that's the first three letters of my name, not just my first.
Ah.
All right. So day three is a film that has more than five words.
There's two of them that I could think of, but I forgot the full thing of the first one. So I'm going to go with Birds of Prey and the something, 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 something.
He could have done like Captain America, the Winter Soldier, Captain America, the First Avenger.
Captain America, Winter Soldier. We're not counting the Captain America.
Oh, no, we weren't counting the at the beginning of the title.
I mean, okay, well, there's no rules on this one. I don't really don't care.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the first one that jumped in my mind, also a comic book movie, also has Chris Evans and Brandon Routh, and that's Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
If you count, wait, is it more than five or five? Five or more.
Oh, that's more than five.
Actually, I'll still give it to you.
I mean, otherwise you could do Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Star Wars Episode 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rise of the Skywalkers.
The one I was thinking of, so the movie Birdman.
With Michael Keaton.
With Michael Keaton.
That has a long title.
Yeah, after and I don't remember what it is.
But nobody ever goes back to Birdman.
It's Birdman and the Michael Keaton likes to dress up like birds. And when he does, that movie does well. I believe that's what it's called. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It did do well. And uniquely shot in that it's supposed to be the on Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Yes, I was so close.
And that was shot in a way that, you know, again, it's supposed to look like one continuous shot, which is also how the movie 1917 was shot.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And it's supposed to be like a two-hour, you know, chunk of these soldiers' lives.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Same.
I kind of want to.
I heard it's good.
I like when, you know, you do something daring like that, you know. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
You got to be really sharp.
And especially doing it in 1917, too.
Yeah.
Like, horrible. You know, they didn't have a lot of that good equipment around.
And it wasn't even a talkie, see?
Yeah.
All right, day four is film with a number in the title. Now, could we make this more difficult and take off any sequels or any episode numbers?
Sure.
Okay.
No sequels.
No, like, Star Wars episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
All right.
Jump Street. 21
okay.
Jump Street.
I like that. Mine, oddly enough, is just a number, 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
Mm, very nice.
Also starring Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. Black Panther.
Oh, nice.
Which I'll never be on like the IMD boat like Kevin Smith. I'll never be able to talk with. But I think it says something to me about him as an actor, maybe his presence, where he has done two roles that I don't want to say typecast, you know, but you have a man who, you know, in Jackie Robinson, who took a ton of abuse.
Right.
A ton of abuse. and overcame it and is now celebrated.
Yes.
You know, and, but, you know, obviously, you know, a man of color and, you know, broke through that particular glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then you have Black Panther, which, you know, just did gangbuster.
Yeah.
Was, you know, the first, obviously, you know, all of its accolades. And so if I ever had an opportunity to ask Chadwick Boseman one question, be like, what is it like to play two tremendously influential icons of pop culture?
Yeah.
You know, that are also, you know, mm-hmm. black men, you know,
yeah.
persons of
absolutely.
Color. Absolutely. And if I was going to do a follow up, it'd be like, are you afraid of, I mean, cause he might have also been James Brown.
I don't, I want to say no. I know there was a James Brown movie. I'm trying to think, cause they've had a lot of movies that haven't been, I don't want to say successful.
Get on up.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think of who played him.
That sure looks like him, Chadwick Boseman.
You know what? I think if I remember, you're talking about the movie Get On Up from 2014. Yes. Yeah, he was. I'll tell you a little bit about it.
And I've never seen Get On Up, so that's not one that I included initially.
Yeah, in this movie, from what I remember, James Brown, he plays.
What does he play?
He was born in extreme poverty, and you just gotta watch them. I don't want to spoil it.
You know, later in his life, and I just found out about this through one of Conrad Thompson's mm-hmm. podcasts with Tony Schiavone, but James Brown did an appearance at like a 2000 WCW pay-per-view.
Really? Wow.
I don't know what that payday was, but it wasn't enough.
It was enough for a little.
Not enough. All right, so that was a title with a number in the, or a film with a number mm-hmm. in the title, Day 5. A film where a character has the job you want.
This one's was the easiest one for me.
Is it Iron Man?
I want to be a superhero. I wanted it.
I went more realistic on it.
I've wanted it since I was a little kid. I still want it now. I'm almost 40. I will want it when I'm in my 50s. I won't even think about me being in my 60s. Let's not go there. But yeah, so I'll choose Spider-Man. He's a superhero.
All right.
Actually, no, Iron Man's better. He's a billionaire, and he's a genius.
So what job do you want? Do you want to be the innovative, you know, the billionaire, playboy, genius philanthropist, or do you want to be Iron Man?
I want to be Iron Man. Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to have all that stuff. Like somebody has, you know. Like, I can't be a poor Iron Man.
So I'm not going to lie. This one hit me in a way because I spent some time in the booth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I spent some time in radio calling ball games.
Okay.
But I went with Smalls from Sandlot.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
he grew up to be a major league announcer.
Okay.
And, you know, when I started my radio career, I kind of thought, you know, especially when my first job was calling high school games.
Right.
I was like, my career will probably progress like, you know, any good athlete. You start at high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you go to some college.
Yeah.
And then you maybe do some more college and then minor league. And then you work, then you're Busch Stadium.
Right, yeah.
And let me tell you, Mike, my career did not follow that trajectory.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know that or not. I never made it to Busch Stadium. No, I did make it to Busch Stadium press box once, but it was before a game and I didn't get to say anything.
Okay.
Never, you know, it was either going to be like, I always thought it'd be Busch Stadium or Heinz Field where the Pittsburgh Steelers
right.
play. And it didn't quite go that way.
You know, sometimes life doesn't go the way we want.
So I don't care. It might be killing Smalls,
mm-hmm.
but I'd have been Smalls.
But you would have been Hooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not in the broadcast booth.
You didn't go by that in the broadcast booth?
No. Never. And the reason being, as ridiculous as it sounds, like there are, you know, like Mahochko is a very uncommon name.
Right.
And so like in any radio capacity, I always went by my real name, especially in the news and sports world because, you know, like you can't be like, hi, I'm Hooch. I'm here at the city council meeting. You know?
Well,
I mean, you could.
And I guess it's, first of all, I haven't listened to the radio in years. I honestly can't remember the last time I actually listened to the radio.
I listened to it today.
Okay. Welcome to the 1950s, I guess. But I used to...
Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I used to listen to the radio, and used to listen to morning radio, And I realized that they all have nicknames.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, Blaze and the Fart, you know, coming on with Chi-Chi. And so I just figured maybe you had a radio name, but you weren't morning radio. You were...
I mean, I was morning for a little bit, but no, I was... For enough of my time, I was just in, like, news and sports, and so for that credibility factor, I just went by Greg Mahochko. And even when I was doing, like, the afternoons on local radio out in Salem, I was like, hey, time check is blah, blah, blah. I'm Greg Mahochko. Here's another one from Elton John.
And then you played something else?
No.
It'd be funny if that was your line every time, but no matter what you played.
That'd have been great. That'd have been the joke. Yeah, I just use my real name.
All right, well,
and I might have to pull it up. I might have it before you leave. I'm going to try to find. And here's for the listeners. If I can find the audio,
mm-hmm.
I'll play it for you, and I've
heard some of your audio here.
Well, no, but this is like a angry caller.
Oh, okay.
Calling in and yelling in the voicemail at me or about me.
Oh, sweet.
So if I can find it, I'll play it for Mike. Off air, and I'll play it for you here, folks, at the end of the show.
Perfect.
And I think that means it's the end of the show.
I believe so.
Mike, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for coming back into the studio.
No problem.
I missed you.
Hopefully you stay up a long time because of the sodas. If you want them, I can keep them here for you. If you want me to bring them up to your son, I'll do that. Put him in his bed.
It is almost 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He had better be asleep.
Well, if he's not, maybe a little ski will help out.
So before we started recording mm-hmm. YouTube, I ran up there, gave him a hug, gave him a kiss, told him goodnight.
Right.
And he did not want me to leave.
Ah.
And so the only way I was able to escape, like, I had to tell my wife, I'm like, Mike's here. And she said, oh, I didn't know he was here. I'm like, the dog was barking.
I'm loud. People have to hear me.
So she said to our son, she said, do you want to stay in your bed and I'll lay with you? But Daddy's got to go. No, I want Daddy to stay. Okay, well, look, you can either lay in this bed with me or... We can go in the big bed, which mm-hmm. is my bed.
Right.
So I know that when I get upstairs, there's not going to be any room for me.
Right.
In my bed. I'm going to get my phone charger. I'm going to come back downstairs. Okay. Dad's sleeping on the couch.
Okay. I gotcha.
So this has been another exciting episode of Nerds United. Mike, we're barely past an hour.
All right, let's keep going.
No, I mean, we did okay. It's right. Not 11:30.
And you do have to edit some parts of this out, I think.
Yeah, the great battery search of 2020.
Yeah.
So you're not going to know anything about that, folks. You're going to be like, what the hell are they talking about? I'm not going to leave 4 minutes of silence in there.
It's no.
Not gonna be. It'd be hilarious for us, but it would not be fun for them. So we hope you enjoyed the show. Tell your friends about it because that's the only way that this podcast is going to grow. And we will see you next week on Nerds United, the very special pre-test anniversary edition. Not Mike and I's anniversary, mine and my wife. So that one's going to be... And early and short, because you never know.
That's right.
That she'll probably be asleep.
It's going to be early and short, because later on there might be a little bit more early and short.
You dick. All right, that's the show. Shout out to everybody. Thanks for supporting the show. And again, share it with your friends. Check out the YouTube. All the subscribes, all that stuff. Be kind.
And rewind.
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm calling from. I don't know why I called. You know where you're at, what you're doing, who you are, what your name is, who you call, what you want to hear play? Huh? Do you know who you are, where you're at, who you are, where you are, where you want to play, what songs? Huh? You know what radio station you're on? Do you know what where you're at, who you're at, where you're at? You know all that? Huh? Well, yeah,
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.